Hello, I'm Angela Belt, and welcome back to season 6 of the Mood Board Podcast. I'm so excited today to have Jamie Derringer on our show, aka the orchestrator of awesomeness. You might be more familiar with her as the founder of Design Milk and the wildly popular podcast Clever. I am going to be talking to Jamie today about really how did she even start all of these creative endeavors? How has she been able to overcome obstacles as a businesswoman, really an environment that is predominantly controlled by men, and really digging into what is the future of AI? Are we all going to be unemployed in 5 years? Or are we all going to be like, oh my God, I don't know what's real and what's going on anymore? And what are we going to do to embrace it? So I feel like we have a really exciting conversation for you guys to listen to today. Two things I also wanted to point out. Jamie and I recorded this interview about 2 months ago during Women's History Month, so no surprises there. And just letting you know a business pronunciation, it is pronounced S-K-I-L. You'll notice I said it a little differently during our interview. But on that note, we are good to go and let's start the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. I'm so excited. This is Women's History Month, and I am so lucky to have Jamie Derringer on the show today. I think many of you probably already know her very wildly popular podcast called Clever. She was also the founder of Design Milk. And in general, just Jamie just has like that businesswoman business cap on. She's a consultant, she's an advisor, and is just always so willing to share so much valuable information about the industry. So I am excited to have her on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I am so happy to be here.
So let's talk about this one for first-time listeners. You know, what would be the best way for you to describe yourself? What is the title that you would use?
That's a really great question. I'm not even sure how to answer that because I've done so many different things in my life. I consider myself just an all-around creative business person, but at some point, one of my colleagues branded me as the orchestrator of awesome.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've been putting in my profile, which really just means I like to do fun stuff and I like to bring people together to make magic happen. So I'm a conductor of magic, I guess.
Exactly. And you know, more than that, you know, a lot of us get into these worlds where we daydream, you execute, you get it done. And that's like, that's a huge gift to have.
It is a lot of fun, I have to admit.
So let's talk about where did this interest start in the beginning, really, for your love of interiors and design? And is it interior design? Is it graphic arts? Like, where is it?
I mean, it's all of the above. I'm just an admirer of anyone who can create something beautiful or interesting or unique from just something that's in their brain, you know, a dream or a, you know, something that they imagine and bringing that to life. I think it's underrated in our society, and creativity is just something that I find to be incredible. But it actually goes back to like the very beginning of my life, I guess. When I was younger, there was this house in our neighborhood that we always drove by, and I was like, oh, it's a really cool looking house. It had like a mid-century vibe to it, and it looked different than all the other houses in the neighborhood. And I think that's why I was drawn to it, because it was like a black sheep of the neighborhood. And I was like, oh, that's a cool looking house.
It's the story.
And then my parents had purchased a shore house. I'm a Jersey girl, so we always had, everyone in Jersey has a shore house. So we had a shore house. I mean, they brought me to, like, I was really young, but they brought me to a ton of furniture stores, and I would just kind of hang out while they shopped for furniture. So I think that also kind of, I don't know, introduced me to like decor and furniture at a very young age. So
I must know, because I grew up in the suburbs of Philly and we always went to the beaches. So which one did you always go to?
So we had a house in Ocean City. Okay. And now they have a new house in Ocean City. So they still are there all summer.
Yeah, we swore by Cape May. That was like our family.
Cape May's got beautiful architecture. Wow. Yeah.
All right, when it warms up, I got to get back to the beach. So let's get into the next thing. How have you really been able to lead at such a high level, I feel like, as a businesswoman? Because I feel like this industry, we think it's predominantly run by men. And again, when there are women there, there's very few at the top level of being like the founder or the creator of something.
Yeah. I don't know how to answer that question because I think it's just like a personality thing for me. Like I've always been really independent. And I think that has really helped me in business and that I'm comfortable starting something or doing something alone or from scratch. And I'm also type A. So I was always the person like in the group project that would like lead the project. And I ended up being a project manager for my first job. So I was kind of, that was my first thing like that I orchestrated, for business. In that you are juggling all these different people with different needs and different departments and different clients. And you kind of have to bring them all together to make this thing, this project come to life. And so I think that that's kind of where it all started. And then I was able to follow my own passion and luckily ended up, leaving my, quote, day job behind to start Design Milk or to keep it going and bring it to the next level.
Yeah. So I'm going to piggyback. I didn't send you this question, but I think with that too, like, what do you do though, when you feel like, when you're on your own and you feel like you've almost like hit a wall or hit a barrier, like how do you overcome that?
It depends on the barrier, but in many different ways. I mean, sometimes it's just like you're burnt out and you need to like go for a walk and be in nature or take a break or something like that. There were moments when I was making so many decisions by myself that I just had decision fatigue. And that was just really exhausting. But, I think having really supportive friends, colleagues, family members, my husband's super supportive, like being able to lean on other people to help you get through whatever it is you need to is super important. So I think like creating a, even if you're in business by yourself or a singular business owner, having a support system and a network of other people to just help you get through it is so important.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. My husband and I were just having a meeting, like does a lot of creative work as well. And he's like, I just went to this amazing meeting. And this guy was like, everyone should have their own board of directors, like 5 people in your life that you trust, that you can like, they can challenge you, they can push you, but they can also be like that sounding board when you're trying to do too many things. And I was like, that is a very good thing for me to think about going forward.
Yeah. And they'll call you out on your BS, which is also really important too.
Very important. I had my one friend, Sam. I love him and I hated him because he'd be the one person in meeting. He'd be like, so she BS'd all that and doesn't know what she's talking about now. And I'm like, crap. All right. Like he caught me.
Yep.
So let's talk about how do you really keep reinventing yourself? Because I feel like Design Milk in itself was such a huge thing that I think so many of us think about when we think about you. And then thinking about the podcast that you've created with Clever, which is such a huge thing on its own. And then these other things that you've taken on in consulting, like where do you keep churning to be like, and now I'm going to take on this?
I just am really curious about things and I kind of like the idea of starting things. I'm a serial entrepreneur in that like I treat every new project like a new business, right? Yeah. So it's like I need to get all these parts together and see what I can create out of this like magic stew that I'm cooking, right? So that's kind of how I look at like anything that's interesting to me. How do I bring it to life or how do I get an interesting result out of all of these, I don't know, parts and elements. And yeah, I just like to whip stuff up. So I just go wherever the curiosity takes me.
And have you ever been able to like hold a hobby that you haven't turned into a business?
Yes, I do have a couple of hobbies. Okay. There, I do try to monetize them, but like I do it in such a lazy way that like it doesn't matter if somebody sees it or buys it or whatever. But yes, I have a couple of hobbies that don't make me any money and they're just very enjoyable.
Okay. Because I feel like that's what happens for me whenever I try to do a hobby. I'm like, oh, now I'm working again. I'm like,
I did it again. It's Oh my gosh, I feel that so much. Totally. It's really hard to not turn something into a business.
It's just supposed to be fun. Stop.
On that note, let's take a break.
Thank you so much for listening to the Mood Board Podcast. My mom's kicking off spring and summer series all around the stories of home renovations, and boxes are stacked up all around the living room. This podcast has listeners in over 13 countries and almost has 10,000 listens. So thank you for actually clicking on this podcast, and make sure to share it with all your friends and family. Okay, Mom, I'm done now.
So let's talk about, I feel like right now there's this new, there's a lot of interest with AI. There's a lot of talk about the metaverse. There's a lot of things about NFTs. And I feel like for the regular person, you're like, I just don't know what's going on. And I know you have been working in the metaverse. You've sold some NFTs. Like, what are your thoughts about the direction of AI and where is it going?
There's so much happening right now in technology. It's incredibly overwhelming. I mean, the hundreds of new things are being launched every day in AI, metaverse, NFTs, Web3, all of these things. We're in a time that is completely changing. It's like a technological revolution. And I think that the world will be very different in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I have always been I've actually always been a futurist, although I never really thought I was a futurist until somebody told me I was. And I was like, oh yeah, maybe I am. But I am always interested in what the future will look like.
Yeah.
And so I think that I just started dabbling in like what's next. And I kind of just have this natural tendency to do that. So I think that we're going to be seeing a lot of change. And I encourage people to kind of embrace it. I mean, you can't stop these things from happening. They're going to happen regardless, and things are going to have to change. And it's very uncomfortable for people to change. But I think keeping your mind open to the possibilities of what could be with some of these new technologies and how they can enhance or expand your business and revenue potential, it could be really dramatic. And it's very exciting.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is I've been doing a couple of podcasts asking different people about this, and like talking to this woman, Hadia Williams, and she's a graphic designer, and she just did some incredible things on Instagram with AI that I've just never seen before. And she's like, I love it. She's like, I find like it's a new medium for me. And she's like, and I love the exploration and the tools. And, you know, she's like, again, as a business owner for her, she's like, there's so many things that I'd have multiple people doing that now I can just have AI help me with. And I think that's interesting because I have my mother-in-law who's older, and she was like, oh my God, everyone's going to go crazy and no one's going to know what's real and what isn't. And, you know, society's going to fall apart. And you're like, yeah,
but people have been saying that for hundreds and hundreds of years with like every new thing. Like as soon as the camera was invented, people were like, photographs are going to change everything and nobody's going to want a painting anymore. And, you know, yes, times change, things change with technology. I think it's important to embrace them and see what's possible and treat them like a tool that you can use. I mean, who wouldn't want something to do administrative work for them so that they can actually be more creative in their business? Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who's in the creative industry knows that like, if you're also a business owner, you can get stuck doing like paperwork or spreadsheets or whatever. Like, don't you want that time to be more creative? Like, how can you use AI or some of these tools to actually give you some of your time back? Because that's the thing that we all have. Like, that's the most valuable thing we all have is time.
I like that. I like that perspective because it's coming. We all have to figure it out.
Yeah. And people, I think there's a fear too. Like people are worried their jobs are going to become obsolete. And I think it's more like your job's just going to change and you may need to learn a new skill, but we're all doing that anyway. Like there was a time when we weren't using social media and there weren't social media managers or content creators or influencers, but we all learned and figured it out and we've adapted and we're fine.
No, it's true. I remember at one point I was working for Wayfair and I was doing styling, but in 3D. And everybody is like, so there'll never be any more photo shoots. And I'm like, there are still home tours, there are still photo shoots. But yes, now we understand how to do it in 3D when somebody can't be there. We can't get that done and we can sell more products. But it didn't go away. But it was, again, just another thing to learn. Right. I do agree that's important. So we're going to switch gears a little bit because I saw this on your account and I was like, oh my God, I've always been in love with Estelle. And I freaking love her stuff. And then I love that you two were working together. So how did that whole collaboration come together?
Yeah, so I was working on my family room design with Olivia Stutz Design, and she and I were talking about doing custom drapes. And I, you know, as an artist, I wanted something unique to me and that felt like it reflected my style. And she suggested working with Shannon from Escale, and we've been featuring Escale on Design Milk forever. So like I knew her and I knew of her work, but I never thought like that my style and her style would actually work together. Yeah. But surprisingly, once we like started exploring the possibilities, it turned out that like we really complemented each other a lot, and it's developed into this really incredible friendship too, which is awesome.
It's a beautiful collaboration. I'm like, where can I use those? Like looking
Thank
at projects,
like
let me see how I can pull these together. So let's talk a little bit about one. You know, how can people, like, I think for you, I'm thinking about what's next really on your vision board. What is it that you feel like you haven't accomplished yet that you'd like to?
Oh my gosh, that's a huge question. I don't actually know the answer to that. Okay. There's a lot of things I haven't accomplished yet, but I'm going with the flow right now, which is not my norm. Like I'm a planner, I'm a project manager, I'm a like very strategic person, but right now my life is just telling me to like chill out and kind of see what comes to me. So I'm leaving it in like open at the moment. So I don't have anything in particular that I'm like going toward. Like I don't have any big goals or anything like that. I just kind of want to see where things take me. And that's kind of how I started my businesses previously. It was just like leaving it open and doing something for fun. And oh, it became a business.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what I want to do again. I'd rather not force myself into something. I'd rather it naturally, you know, come about.
And I think that's important for people to know too. Like there are definitely these moments in your careers where you just need to kind of like slow things down a little bit and like take on work, but not to the point where you feel like every day is pushing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't leave enough room open for something new to come in. So I do feel that too.
Need to leave the door cracked a little bit.
Sure to do. So for listeners, you know, who may want to get more advice from you, talk about what are these 15-minute coffee chats that I saw that you have on LinkedIn? Like, how do these work?
Yeah, I didn't really have a lot of time in my previous jobs to like meet new people or, you know, help people. And so I just wanted to give people an opportunity to like connect with me. Yeah. And I want to meet new people doing cool stuff. I want to know what other people are up to and, you know, what they're seeing. I want to almost like, I don't know. I've been in a bubble for a while and I just want to pop the bubble and get out of it and meet new people. So I just invite whoever's following me to like connect with me and so I can learn about what they're doing, or maybe there's something I can help them with. So it's just about networking, which I think is super important because I'm a big believer in community and surrounding yourself with, you know, people who can help you or you that you can help. So in any way that I can do that, I'm trying.
Yeah. And I agree with that too. Cause like, I feel like one of the big reasons I started the podcast was just feeling like I was in a bubble and just feeling like I didn't know what was happening in the design world. And it was 2020 in the pandemic and just feeling isolated. And I was like, mm-hmm. I want to talk to other creatives. Like, what are you doing? What's happening?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. People are coming up with businesses and new ideas. And it kind of just got me energized to keep going with things because again, as you're a solo business owner, it just, sometimes you're just with you a lot.
Oh yeah. You're with you a lot. And sometimes I'm too much for me and I just need to like talk to somebody else every once in a while. It's nice to have that human contact, even if it's through a screen. I've been working at home. Yeah. I've been working at home by myself for so long that it's just nice to like you know, talk to you every once
Absolutely.
In a while.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jamie, that is our interview. I'll stop it there. We can still talk afterwards, but I'll stop the interview recording here. And also, I guess before I stop, is there anything that you want to like share with listeners that's important to you?
No, I mean, just reach out, say hi on LinkedIn, schedule a coffee chat, tweet at me, Instagram me, whatever. I'm all over the place and would love to meet you.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you
doing this.
Well, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. And again, if you are an independent business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, I really think, you know, Jamie had so much good advice about, you know, when is it time to take some time out? When is it time to make sure that you have your own council of people who can hold you accountable for what you do and frankly, call you out on your BS when it's needed. Just making sure that you have that community and you don't feel like you have to make all those decisions by yourself. And of course, to avoid decision fatigue. Also, I just want to remind everybody, please continue to share with your friends and family. Continue to subscribe. I want to thank everybody who listened to our first episode of season 6. I think Lauren Mack was thrilled about the amount of responses, people who listened. But on our side for the Mood Board podcast, we were overjoyed after being gone for so long that so many people came back to listen. And I just got so many lovely notes from people that really touched my heart that I really appreciate you guys listening and your continued support. Again, go to angelabelt.com/themoodboardpodcast. There will be a shoppable mood board. And just in general, just lots of little nuggets of information if you want to learn more about Jamie and how to sign up for those 15-minute coffee talks. All right, on that note, enjoy the rest of your week. Bye-bye.